Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Rumble in the Jungle. Which animal would win in a fight? That's the title of a survey recently conducted by a consumer research group, YouGov. The information serves no real purpose except to promote the company's research capacity and to give people a view into other people's perceptions and misperceptions about themselves. Over 1,200 adults were surveyed. They were given random pairs of animals and asked to pick which of those animals would beat the other in a fight. Obviously, we can't do this in real life for logistical and ethical reasons. There was a documentary on the Discovery Channel that portrayed hypothetical animal conflicts. There are also video games and books on the subject. The YouGov survey puts 34 different animals against each other, including humans, and asks the important question, who would take who? The elephant was the big winner with a 74% victory rate. But elephants were barely ahead of rhinos, grizzlies, lions, tigers, and crocodiles. Remember, this is not scientific. It is only people's opinions. Polar bears came in ninth, even though they are larger and more aggressive than grizzlies. People ranked geese as the least deadly, and other humans only slightly better at unarmed combat in the animal kingdom. While we have a low opinion of other people's abilities, we seem to have a rather high opinion of our own. A majority of respondents believed they could defeat a rat, a house cat, a goose, or a medium-sized dog, but 6% thought they could defeat a grizzly or a lion in unarmed hand-to-claw combat. 17% of males said they could defeat a wolf, an eagle, or a king cobra. Remember, these are adults, not junior high boys. These are likely some of the same people that think coronavirus is no big deal, but a COVID vaccination is somehow too dangerous. People minimize the risk of a lot of things and decide they're somehow immune to that particular threat. I agree with the idea that hard work won't kill you, but research shows a long work week might. Deaths from heart disease and stroke have steadily increased in people who work 55 hours or more a week. The World Health Organization said that long work weeks contribute to premature death in two ways. First, long work days contribute to cardiovascular disease. Second, people respond to work stress with behaviors including alcohol abuse, smoking, poor diet, lack of exercise, and poor sleep, all contributors to poor health. Employees who work remotely from home during the pandemic have increased their average work shift by over 2 hours a day. Working remotely blurs the distinction between work life and personal time in a way that endangers the health of the employees. So maybe you are the person who could strangle a cobra, but can you beat your job? This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.